At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Albert Breer joins us on the program, of course, senior NFL reporter for the Monday Morning Quarterback. How big a topic was Mike Tomlin at the owners' meeting?
I mean, it was interesting hearing it. You guys really kicked the hornet's nest there, I guess. What's interesting about it, though, to me, Dan, and I think that there's rhyme and reason behind this. I don't think people realize Mike Tomlin now has been in Pittsburgh for as long as Bill Cowher was. And it seems like that's flown by, but it's true. He's at 15 years. That's how long Cowher was there. And so, you know, I think that there's just a natural thing where people are going to start asking the question, is there going to be a next phase of his career? Which I'm sure is how the thought came up with the USC people. And I can tell you, that, like, when I was asking around a couple weeks ago about the Raiders job after John Gruden resigned, there were, like, would the Raiders load up and make a huge run at Mike Tomlin to restore their credibility? And it actually makes some sense, right? Like, because you think how long these guys generally stay in these jobs. And, I mean, 15 years is a long time. So I understand, like, why Tomlin had to do what he did and why he had to say what he said. But, like, I think, you know, it's just at a natural point now where he's been there for 15 years. The quarterback's probably going to be gone after next year. There are big questions going forward. If you're another team or, like, one of these big-time college programs, and you and I both know there are a handful of them that are as good as any NFL job. You know, no matter how NFL coaches want to talk about, there are a number of those that have as many pluses as NFL jobs do. You'd be doing yourself a disservice not to ask those questions when you're talking about your job. Doesn't mean it's going to progress anywhere, but if you're not thinking of ideas like that, if you're one of those programs or one of those NFL teams that have openings, then you're not doing your job. You should be asking those questions. Again, doesn't mean he has any interest, doesn't mean it goes anywhere, but that's the way a program like USC should be thinking.
Yeah, and, you know, when he says, you know, there's not a blank check big enough by a booster, well, there probably is. He makes $8 million with the Steelers, and if somebody really wanted him, then they could, you know, give him $12, $15 million a year if they wanted to. But, look, I would never leave the Steelers, but I don't know Mike Tomlin, so I don't know what drives him. But he shouldn't be offended. And he shouldn't bring Sean Payton and Andy Reid into the equation because Carson Palmer didn't mention those coaches there.
Right, right. I mean, it's like I said, like I think it was sort of taken as like it's like a game of telephone, right? Like it's like it like starts as one thing, and then by the time it gets to the other party, it's something else entirely.
Yeah.
And I mean, it almost sounded like by the time it got to Tomlin, it went from USC would has discussed this as like kind of a concept or an idea to Mike Tomlin could actually do this. You know what I mean? Like, and it kind of like felt like that's how he received the message, which I mean, I think is, I mean, that's the explanation to why he would take offense to it. I can't imagine his name being on a list and like, hey, let's just take a swing at this and see what happens. I don't know why that would be all that offensive at all.
Yeah, you know, James Franklin's name for USC and LSU. Now, that to me is legitimate. Mike Tomlin, I don't think he has any interest in doing that. All right, I kind of gave the framework for what I'm told on Deshaun Watson, that we knew that they could come up with the framework for the trade itself. It's the legal framework. What do you think the chances are that Watson is traded by next Tuesday?
Well, so Miami's been in contact with him. Carolina actually talked to him this week for the first time in a couple months. And I think Carolina is sort of still monitoring it. Denver and Philly have been monitoring it. They're less involved right now. So, I think for everybody it's the same thing. It's like what's going to happen with this league situation. And, you know, it's interesting because, like, the way you laid it out, right? Like, and it's true. Like, and I'm no reason to doubt John McClain, but if, you know, the owner in Miami, who I've been told has some trepidation over the idea of this, if the owner in Miami is saying we need this thing settled and we need clarity on what's going to happen legally and with the league over the next 6 days, I mean, Dan, how much leverage would that give? I mean, like Watson would not be able to do and I don't want to diminish the accusations or anything, but how much leverage would that give the accusers? You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I mean, like, I don't see a scenario where everything gets settled in the next 6 days. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems unrealistic to me. And Watson's come this far and not wanted to settle those cases. Like, would being on the precipice of a trade push him to do a deal that he's, you know, I mean, basically refused to do over the course of the last 6 months? It seems unrealistic.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. I didn't think of that. If I'm one of the accusers and he's traded, are you going to, now it feels like we have more leverage on you for you to settle and on our terms as opposed to yours. But, you know, if I'm Stephen Ross, will the commissioner tell him what the punishment's going to be? And if I'm Stephen Ross, can I ask Deshaun Watson to settle these cases and then I'll make the trade for you?
And I mean, yeah, you can. I think the hard thing again is like the league has been, despite what Roger said yesterday, the league has been very vague with the teams about what would happen if he was traded. And, what would happen if they put him back in the field and how a suspension would work. And I think the league's been intentionally vague on that, Dan. I think the reason why they've been intentionally is because I think they've got the situation right now where they want it, where they don't have to act because he's not on the field. And the Texans are essentially doing the league a solid because, again, the league doesn't have to act, but he's not in the public eye. And so this doesn't get discussed on the Sunday morning shows. This isn't a weekly topic. There are protesters outside of a stadium. If he gets traded and goes back on the field, the dynamic changes altogether. And so, you know, I think that piece of it, for some teams that were involved has like cooled some interest there. It's just really, really hard for me to see where there's going to be a whole lot more clarity legally or from the league in the next 6 days.
The Washington football team, that investigation, the commissioner basically saying there's nothing to see here, let's move on. How does this go to the next step where they actually have some of this investigation revealed publicly?
I mean, the history tells us it's not going to be revealed. I mean, like, my experience here has sort of taught me to be a skeptic, Dan. I mean, like, and you can look at it. Look at the history, right? Like, so Tom Brady deflated football's 250-page report. You can Google it. It's right there on the internet. Richie Incognito, bullying, and the law. I mean, like, basically a middle school situation, right? And, I mean, like, 150-page report. Federal investigators conducting these reports. You can find them on the internet. Ray Rice, the domestic violence situation. That was obviously way more serious than Incognito or Brady, but that 100-page report. You know, and like, now try to find anything on Jerry Richardson. Try to find anything coming from the league on Jerry Jones or Robert Kraft. Like, it just doesn't happen, you know? And so I think this is the way the league's always conducted business when it comes to owners. And, you know, I think anything they've said about owners being held to a higher standard than players, you know, it rings hollow when you actually look at the facts. And my guess is they're going to just keep kicking the can down the road and hoping that people lose interest in the story. It's just, I mean, like I said, like, I think if you're another owner, like, I would think that you would look at this and say, you need to at least, like, you know, have some transparency on this. And this is reflecting poorly on all of us. I think the issue is that no owner wants the precedent set of, you know, the league being able to take anyone's team away.
Yeah.
Their owners have skeletons in their closet. And so, you know, I think this is probably going to remain where it is right now. And nothing the commissioner said yesterday would change my mind on that.
I know you have a busy day. Thanks for joining us on short notice, Albert. We appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. Anytime.
That's Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Matt Amodio. Here's Mayim Bialik, the Jeopardy guest host, talking about Matt.
Matt Amodio, with 43,800, did you say duck-billed platypus? Yes, you did. And what was your wager? $7,000 for a total of $50,800. You are our Jeopardy champion, Matt, with a 38-day total of $1,518,601. What a fantastic week. Well played. Congratulations.
And Matt joins us now. 38 consecutive wins, and you won over $1.5 million. What's the number one question you get on the street, Matt?
I get a lot of who was your favorite host, because I just saw so many.
And who was your favorite host?
And I give a terrible answer every time. They're all my favorite. Can't have favorites.
But the difference in the host, and how does that affect how you play the game?
Yeah, you know, it's actually not as big of a factor as I expected, because there's so much that's the same. One person is on the camera, but there are a lot of people floating around in the background on stage, and it really feels similar no matter who's up there.
How nervous were you?
Extremely. I'm also kind of nervous right now.
Yeah.
Shaking a little bit. I don't perform that well necessarily.
But you have to perform, and you got to be quick, and you got to be, you have clarity. And I mean, it's, people don't understand, like, it's, you're up there on stage, two other people trying to buzz in. You're trying to look at the clue, put it, process it, spit it out in real time. I mean, it's, what's the toughest part for you?
Yeah, there's so much going on. I mean, one part that's frustrating is you know so much and you press the buzzer and you don't win. And everybody thinks you don't know it as a result. And that's just so frustrating. But you got to focus on the next question and just stay like laser focused on the stuff that's ahead.
Okay, give me the question, the clue that is still haunting you.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. So I bet a lot on a Final Jeopardy that was in my wheelhouse on the Declaration of Independence. I'm a big American history guy, and I lost $37,000 on a single question. So that one still haunts me.
Okay, what is the clue?
Oh, boy, I'm not going to remember it verbatim, but it was asking for the language, the foreign language spoken around Philadelphia, that was the first language the document was printed in.
Oh, okay. McLovin went to Dartmouth, which...
Adam from Philadelphia.
And he's from Philadelphia. So, yeah, yes, McLovin, you buzzed in.
I would guess German.
No, you have to do it in a...
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Did it wrong.
Yeah, he just screwed up. And what's the answer?
Well, if he got it outright, it would have been correct.
Oh, my God.
Just cost himself 37 grand right there, Andrew.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I couldn't even get any yelling. I'm smarter than Matt. Look at that.
But do you beat yourself up after that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the tough part is you tape a lot of episodes right in a row. And so I did that. I lost a whole bunch of money, but I still won, which meant 15 minutes later, I had to start a new game, 0-0-0. And had to be ready to be at my best.
And what people don't understand is, and I'm going to guess you probably do 5 episodes a day. That's normally what Alex Trebek did. And it is grueling. Not only when I hosted Sports Jeopardy, we did 4 episodes each day. And it's just like, you do one, take a break, change what you're going to wear. The audience may stay for a couple of shows, and then they clear that out. Then you have lunch, and then you got to come back. Plus, you got to come up with, you know, fun things to say when you're interviewed, when, you know, the host walks over and goes, and our defending champ, Matt Amodio here. So, Matt, and then you're like, what can I say that I, it's 38 consecutive shows.
I'm a boring person, so I was worried about what I was going to say my first day, and then it just kept going and going and going. I was really just like asking friends, is there anything interesting left about me?
Jennings, no. Okay, but Holzhauer's cocky. Jennings is a know-it-all. How would you describe, what is Matt Amodio?
Yeah, so I tried to have a more laid-back persona than that. So I think they're really like intimidating, and they create a barrier between the average person and them. And I think I'm a lot more like the average person. And so I'm trying to convey that.
But is there strategy, though, that Holzhauer tried to dominate you? Yeah. I mean, not you, but he tried to dominate it. No, like, he would talk smack.
He would also dominate everybody in the audience watching. I could just picture him trying to intimidate.
But don't you want a piece of those guys?
Oh, I mean, I would love the opportunity. I'm sure they would wipe the floor with me, but it would be fun.
Are you sandbagging here?
Maybe. A tiny bit.
Yeah.
It would be fun to actually see what they're like in person too. So you have to have a persona on camera, and I don't know if that's actually like what they are.
Now, you go to Yale and you're studying to get your PhD. There's a lot of smart people at Yale. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do they look at you like, do they like you or do they not like you?
Well, so they at least don't show that they don't like me. So I don't know what they feel inside. I can picture there's a lot of like swallowing of envy and jealousy, but they're at least facially nice to me.
Are you a know-it-all? Like when in class?
I got a lot of people I've heard from throughout the years saying if anybody was going to do this, it was obviously going to be you. And I think that was kind of a statement of how I've always been this way.
Okay, but how do you prep?
Yeah, so I just like having knowledge. So I gather it all throughout my life. I think, okay, that would be something I can impress somebody by knowing later on. Like a current event now is in the news, but 10 years later, it's going to be a super impressive pull from deep in my memory.
But do you not have a social life, Matt? Therefore, you read Wikipedia a lot?
No, you see, it augments the social life. It makes for me to have I'm a good conversation for the right type of person.
Okay. Now, we said that you could pick a category. By the way, what was the toughest category that you had on Jeopardy?
Oh, there's so much pop culture, celebrity stuff.
Oh, yeah, you don't do pop culture.
I mean, I like some TV and movies, but they ask about people who I don't know why they're famous, and I have to know who they are. They just show their picture, and then I don't even know the name of the person when somebody else says it.
Do you know who Cardi B is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. I could identify that is, in fact, a person. Like, if you just invented a fake name there, I would have identified it. But that's the last thing I know.
Paul, bring in Cardi B. Do you know who Jennifer Lopez is dating now?
Oh, I thought you were just going to ask me, do I know who Jennifer Lopez is? And I was good with that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it's A-Rod, right?
Not anymore. It's Ben Affleck.
Okay, no, I didn't.
Yeah, they're back together.
Good to know.
But I can give you maybe a couple hundred points there. All right, here's some baseball.
Oh, I love baseball.
Okay. Now, if you want to tap out and say, you know, these are a little too tough, then that's okay.
Oh, no, that's a challenge. You just took away my opportunity to do that.
Welcome to Jeopardy! I'm sorry. Is that... Thank you. Thank you. The New York baseball Giants called this their home ballpark from 1891 to 1957.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to get questions out of me because I'm not forced to. So I'm going to say Polo Grounds.
Okay, Polo Grounds. What is? So you don't want to do what is?
No, I barely wanted to do it when I was on the show. So.
Okay. This Major League franchise is the only one to never have played in a World Series.
Oh, jeez. That's Rockies. No, obviously, 2007.
I'd be buzzing you, right? I'd go, oh, sorry.
Yeah, Padres were 98. No, I don't know.
Seattle Mariners. Who are the Seattle Mariners?
There you go.
This man is the only one in the 600 home run club to have never won an MVP.
Ooh. Griffey?
Nope. Not in the 600 club.
Okay. Aaron?
Hank Aaron? He won an MVP.
Okay. Well, I'm going to name like all of the 600 club pretty soon. Bonds obviously has a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Mays has them.
This is a nondescript guy. If you can...
A nondescript 600
yes,
homer.
Yes.
Pujols has them.
Yep.
A-Rod, Ruth. I can't even name another. I think I got all of them in the 600 club.
Let's see if Ken Jennings wants to join us, Paulie.
Holzhauer is already making his way to the studio.
Yeah. Jim Tomey.
Oh, my! In my hometown, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Too. Wow. I forgot about that.
He hit two grand slams in one inning.
That's Tatis.
Tatis Jr.
Tatis Senior, right?
An instrument, also the 1987 MVP. World Series MVP.
And was that Sachs?
Ooh, it's a good answer.
Because the Dodgers weren't in there. Right, so that was like, what, Cardinals Twins or something?
Correct.
So who would be the instrument? I don't know. Dave Violin.
Frank Viola.
Oh, I'm so close there.
Dave Violin. Okay. Close the Door, win awards. This relief pitcher won the Cy Young and MVP in 1984.
Ooh, that's got to be Raleigh Fingers.
No.
No, 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 no. Willie Hernandez?
Willie Hernandez.
Yeah.
That's good. This manager once smoked a joint with Jimi Hendrix.
Probably more of them than admit it, actually.
And he's a current manager.
That one I have no idea about.
Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker. I was thinking maybe Ron Washington. But,
Ron Washington. Okay. Family business. He is an active manager whose father was a manager.
Well, Tito's father was a player. So not not that.
Not Francona.
Not Francona. So... coaching in the family. No, I don't got anything.
Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone. Oh, really? Okay, I knew they played.
Yeah, Bob Boone.
Bob Boone.
Yeah.
Who did he manage?
Bob Boone was Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City Royals, I believe so.
Yeah.
Here's your last one. The oldest player to ever hit a home run in a major league game.
Franco?
Yeah, that's great. Julio Franco.
Yeah.
You did it.
Oh, man, those were rough.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Good times, though.
How many marriage proposals did you get when you were on Jeopardy?
Too many to count.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, they're not serious.
They weren't.
I don't think so.
Did you follow up on any leads?
No. And so I guess I'm afraid that they might be serious. Otherwise, I would have. yeah, that was an unexpected part of the whole celebrity.
Yeah. Like, You don't follow celebrities, but you became a celebrity.
I know. So now, like, the other version of me in the bizarro world doesn't know who I am. That's tough to wrap your mind around.
Wait, explain that.
Right. So, like, I'm a celebrity, which means the other version of me who doesn't know celebrities doesn't know me.
Don't show off with the PhD
yeah, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's early in the morning.
You haven't graduated yet with your PhD.
That's right.
And do I have to call you doctor when that happens?
No. You see, not a huge fan of that. Think that the doctors should be, like, you know, the life-saving doctors.
Yeah, okay. And so is Jeopardy reached out to get you and Jennings and Holzhauer?
No, so I do have a Tournament of Champions upcoming. So that's going to be my first return visit.
Oh, so you have to graduate to Jennings and Holzhauer?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's going to, I mean, you have to, like, prove yourself at each step of the way.
Could we sponsor you like a NASCAR driver? Could we get like a Dan Patrick Show shirt or something that you could wear?
You know, I like that. I don't know exactly what the dress code is. I think jerseys are acceptable, like the shirt, the sleeveless basketball ones. That would be good. Got to show off the guns.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, easy there. You're going to get more marriage proposals there.
Or fewer.
Yes. Matt, congrats. It was great to watch, and it was kind of systematic. You know, you were methodical in taking people down, but you did it in such a nice way.
I tried to smile while I was doing it, but I also tried to bring some money ball strategy in as well.
Yeah.
Do it in a smart way.
And did you buy anything? You made over $1.5 million.
No. I'm frugal, so I still have like a broken air conditioning in my car, and I was gonna say, like, you made a lot of money, maybe fix it now.
Yeah.
But it's winter. I don't need air conditioning.
No, you
in
can
the winter.
Wait till the spring.
Yeah.
Wait till the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Only if I win enough, though.
Yeah. what's it cost for Yale, a semester at Yale?
Well, so PhD students get a small stipend, which is nice. So I don't have to like go. Take a mortgage out. I don't know if you can do mortgages on education, but whatever that would be, I don't have to do it.
Do you hate Harvard?
No, you see, I didn't go here for undergraduate, and I think that a lot of those rivalries are.
But you hate Michigan.
My parents both went to Michigan. I went to Ohio State, and so this is like the kind of.
Do you hate your parents?
No, this is like the Romeo and Juliet situation where like you're supposed to hate it, but you just don't.
Mm.
How about that? Shakespeare sports analogy. You don't get those.
Capulets? Is that involved in this?
Yeah. I don't know which one I would be. I pictured myself more as the Romeo, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's great to see you. Thank you for stopping in. Good luck at Yale, and good luck with the tournament champions.
Thank you so much. This is such fun.
That's Matt Amodio. He's smarter than you are. 38 consecutive wins, won over $1.5 million on Jeopardy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McLovin, update the poll results. Final hour.
Okay, which job would you rather have, USC or Jacksonville? They went in strong at USC. Now it's up to 74%. I still want to throw up for Big Papi. If you could have one Boston sports career, I think this side of the glass wants Big Papi. Pretty awesome to give that franchise a title.
Wait, so I can have Larry Bird's career, Big Papi's career, Tom Brady's career?
Tom Brady, but you have to stay in Boston. You can't leave that bubble. You have to walk around the streets of Boston.
It is a Red Sox town. David Ortiz, MLB on Fox analyst, three-time World Series champ, and he joins us on the program courtesy of T-Mobile. We'll get to that sponsorship in a moment. Would you take your career over Tom Brady's, Big Papi?
Why should I?
Well, I know. I'm just curious. Like, you know, it's a Red Sox town.
No, man. Tom is, I'm a big fan of Tom. I'm a really good friend with him, of him. And he's something special, man. I mean, he's someone that we all love, even if moving to Tampa, I mean, him and the Patriots got the reason, but I'm always going to be a big fan of him, and I love that guy. That's my man.
How do you think you'd do as a football player?
I'd be a badass, man.
But I'm guessing you didn't play football growing up.
No, because in the Dominican, we don't really have football. Football has become to be in a sport that we really haven't. The Dominican guys that became to be football players, they basically are either born and raised in America, coming from Dominican family, or they come as an early born into the country and develop as a baseball player. We don't have that sport in the Dominican, not yet.
What did you save from your World Series champion teams?
Man, I mean, we had the opportunity to have really good chemistry, really good players that develop, and because winning a World Series, man, is so complicated. Like,
your uniform? Did you keep uniform or bat or lineup or any memorabilia from those World Series teams?
Oh yeah, I have tons of memorabilia. I just don't know where they at. They are somewhere at my house.
Do you have anything in the Hall of Fame?
I think I do. I think I have something out there. I always was asked for things to bring them over, so I'm pretty sure I got some memorabilia out there.
It must be nice that you have so much stuff that you can't remember where it is, Papi.
It is unbelievable. I mean, honestly, I bump into things sometimes in my house that I be like, oh. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
You know, when you watch the World Series, what is it about moments that you see guys like yourself, like they just become different when it comes to playoffs and World Series? What is it about the moment?
Well, you know, times have changed. If you don't upgrade yourself to the time, if you don't adjust yourself to the time, you will definitely be left behind, you know. And watching this kid nowadays, the talent, the performance, you know, like the other day, during the show, I realized that, for example, a guy like Altuve, he had been in the playoff, I mean, quite a bit, but when you compare a guy like Altuve, the time that he had played in the playoff, to a guy like Derek Jeter, you'll be like, man, Derek Jeter definitely played more. He ended up playing more than Altuve, but Altuve already matched his number and probably went over his numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's something that is very impressive. You know what I'm saying? I realized that Altuve had 20 home runs in the playoff the other day. And I was like, wait a minute, 20 home runs?
Crazy.
You know what it takes to hit 20 home runs in the playoff? You know what I'm saying? So it's enjoyable. It's something that it's enjoyable. It's something that I enjoy watching. It's something that the fans are enjoying it. And I'm pretty sure we're going to continue you know, just I'm having so much fun watching it.
If you could pitch to one of the two, Jeter or Altuve, game on the line, you got to pitch to one of them.
I have to pitch to one of them.
Yep. Game's on the line.
Man, you put me in the spot, to be honest with you, because Jeter was special. Part two, it also is with power. You know what I'm saying? Like Jeter can come through with a hit at any time, but a two, it can hurt you even more because it can take you deep. Guy got power, you know. He's a small guy, but he has incredible power, and it's something that goes a long way.
You know, I know that you were around when Schilling had his injury, but there's Charlie Morton on the mound with a broken leg last night. Still pitching, yeah, and striking out Altuve. I mean, that's a 100-mile-an-hour liner coming back to break his leg and still being able to pitch. He wanted to stay in. I mean, pretty incredible.
That was impressive. And that tells you how much guys want to be able to provide for their ball club. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy – He seems like his leg was broken the inning before, and then he still come out there and try to continue competing. Morton is a trooper though.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy that I mean, the history behind him, his accomplishment, I mean, are incredible. To me, he's one of the best pitchers in the game, and I feel really bad for him because. You know, I mean, I know how to feel to go to the World Series. You wanna just give everything you have left in the tank to be able to win. So I can imagine how he feel today.
He's David Ortiz, MLB on Fox analyst. Was it Kevin Millar who put the ketchup on Curt Schilling's sock, or was it Johnny Damon? Who? Tell us now, you know, because I thought Millar would be the guy to put ketchup on Schilling's sock. So you can tell us now, David.
Honestly, you know, when I heard people talking about that, it made me laugh, to be honest, because accidentally, I walk into the training room when the team doctor, was performing that little surgery. I call it little surgery because it was in the training room, but obviously, I saw him that he was caught up and down there. Accidentally, I walk into the training room to get some tape because I used to wear tape on my wrist. We had a workout day that day at Yankee Stadium. And accidentally, I walk in, and when I saw everybody, like, on the one table, I was like, what is going on here? And then I went and looked, and I was like, oh, shoot, what's going on here? They're performing a surgery right here in the training room. It blew my mind because I never thought I was going to bump into something like that in the training room. So right away, in my mind, I'm like, oh, damn, we're done. Because you're talking about one of our prime starters, basically with his ankle caught up. And so in my mind, I'm thinking he's not going to be able to pitch.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, the guy is dealing on the mound. So I heard all the story about ketchup, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I saw that with my own eyes when he got that surgery. Like what is people talking about? You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to believe that was blood, but I saw it. That's the thing. I saw it. Like, if put it this way, if I was on the team and I never walk into the room, I'd be like, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who in the hell gonna be out there performing with after somebody practiced a surgery? But I saw it. Like, I was a witness. So it was crazy. It was something crazy.
Baseball fans can text road trip to 595959 and be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to all 30 MLB stadiums next season. Brand new RV to get you there.
And you got to see the RV, man. I saw it.
Is it all tricked out?
It's super nice. It's super nice. T-Mobile have made an incredible job with that RV. I mean, I'm not a road guy. I mean, it's hard for me to stay on the road for more than a couple of hours, but I would take my chances on that RV, to be honest with you. It's very comfortable.
So T-Mobile's giving you a chance to win everything you need for the road trip of a lifetime. What's the wildest car you ever had? Like, when you showed up, everybody knew you were there.
Probably a Lamborghini.
What color?
My first one was yellow.
Your first Lamborghini was a yellow one?
Yes.
What was the second one?
White.
Oh, okay. You ever get it up to 120?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In Dominican, you can take the bus you want.
I didn't mean not to offend here, you. That was only 120 there, Poppy.
Not in the state, man. Not in the state. But in Dominican, you can hit it as much as you want. But, you know, like, we have this one highway in the Dominican where it's like a straight up. There's not traffic. There's not much traffic. That was what I used to go and test drive my car, but yeah, man, you know, I mean, that's what you get it for. I mean, to know what's happening, what time it is.
How fast did you get it up to?
200.
200?
Yeah. For about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe less than 5 minutes.
Was anybody in the car with you?
Yeah, a friend of mine. He almost shit himself. No, but
of course,
you know,
he did.
In your younger days, you do that kind of stupidity. I don't do it anymore, man. I'm too old for that.
It wasn't Manny Ramirez who was sitting there with you, was it?
No, Manny. Manny won't allow me to. Manny like the slow ride.
How do you think this series plays out?
It's gonna be very interesting to see the end of this series, because pretty much both teams have pretty much exactly the same talent. You know, last night Atlanta basically take advantage of Houston. It seems like, to me, I feel like even the fans give up after the first or second inning. You know what I'm saying? When they saw that Valdez was giving it up, everybody, like, kind of, not the player, but the fans, I never had seen anything like that before. It seems like they quit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wait a minute, this place is very loud.
Yeah.
And it just got shut down from the very beginning of the game. So Atlanta take advantage of that, and they end up winning the game. But this is going to be a long series. I'm pretty sure, you know, because Houston, they know how to fight back. Houston is the type of team that it seems like once they had the foot on the trough, you know, that's when they kind of like start pulling their breath out of there. So,
well, we'll see. Let's see if they can get their foot on the Lamborghini pedal and get it up to 200 miles an hour. By the way, text road trip 59 to 595959, and your chance to win what Big Poppy was talking about. The contest runs through November 3rd. T-Mobile, the 5G network, covers the most interstate miles. So this World Series, T-Mobile giving you a chance to win everything you need for the road trip of a lifetime. David, great to talk to you again. Have fun during the postseason, and thanks for sharing.
All right, Dan. Take it easy, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it.
That's Big Poppy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.